You're listening to the Healthy Happy Hour with Dr. Poppy, sponsored by Grove Pharmacy on 104.1 KSGF, Springfield's News Talk FM.
Welcome to the Healthy Happy Hour. This is Dr. Stephen Lohr. I'm filling in again for Dr. Poppy. We actually partnered up now, so I will be talking to you much more than I have before. Today we have Dr. Corey Johnson with us. Dr. Johnson joined my practice at Lohr Chiropractic and Acupuncture about a month ago and is doing very well. His specialty is sports medicine, and we'll kind of get into that in a minute. I just want to thank Dr. Poppy again for having us. Want to give you first some links. Our Facebook page is Lohr Chiropractic and Acupuncture. Twitter is under Lohr Chiro. Our website is lohrchiro.com. We also have a Pinterest page, and you can visit that also. This will be a live show, so you're welcome to call us on the studio line at 417-447-5743 if you have questions at all as we're going through all this. Basically, what we're going to talk about today is a little bit about sports injuries, a little bit about training. We're going through some rehab from injuries, and we're going to talk a little bit about gait training and running. Just kind of pick Dr. Corey's brain. He's got a lot of experience in these areas, and we're gonna talk about that. Dr. Johnson, you want to say hello?
Yes, hello. Thanks for having me today.
So, kind of start us off in your background. You're from the area, and tell us what you were doing before you went to chiropractic college.
Yes, I went to high school in Rogersville. I've been here a local native my whole life. Straight out of high school, I went to massage therapy school, where I was active in that in the community with athletes and a bunch of people here for probably 6 years. I decided to go ahead and further my education with chiropractic, where I went to Logan Chiropractic out of St. Louis. The reason I chose to pursue that venue as a profession is I've always really enjoyed working with athletes, working with people's bodies, and being able to help them from a hands-on approach and really understand what's going on. I originally was going to go into medical school, and I had discovered that I was hesitant to give up the hands-on portion of it. I really enjoyed being able to do that, and I knew that if I became a medical professional in the conventional sense, that it might prevent me from being able to do that. And throughout all the injuries that I had growing up as a young athlete, I realized that chiropractic, when I went to have my first injury treated, they were able to tell me what was going on in a very understanding, a way that I could really understand, and break it down for me so that it told me what was going on, what I could do to help prevent it from getting worse, what they were going to do to treat me. And it really made sense, the approach they took with it. That's really the main reason why I chose to become a chiropractor.
Awesome. Yeah, and while Dr. Corey was in school, he kind of specialized already, started his sports medicine kind of path, and he was involved in a clinic that Logan has in St. Louis called the BioFreeze Clinic. Can you tell us a little bit about what the BioFreeze Clinic does and the difference in that and a normal clinic setting?
Yeah. The BioFreeze Clinic through Logan was a sort of an elite opportunity for people who wanted to take the venue of going down the path of working with athletes and working with people who were trying to be physically active, trying to be something as far as that is concerned. With the BioFreeze Clinic, it permitted us to work with the Mizzou athletes. We worked with the football team and the baseball team, track team. What that allowed us to do is we focused with our education on pre- and post-surgical rehab, pre- and post-athletic injury management and triage of the spine and extremities, athletic performance enhancement. We did a lot of stuff collegiately and with high schools in their integrated sports and rehab treatment. So basically that allowed us to work with people of all ages and all abilities to get their bodies to do what they wanted them to do the best.
So it's funny listening to him because as he's kind of telling this story, we have a lot of similarities, even though I'm a little older and maybe not wiser, but definitely older. So I went through the same kind of path. I went to Mizzou, and before I was in chiropractic college, I was studying some athletic training, and I got to work with the athletes at that time out on the field, and I would watch the difference in if the trainer was working with an athlete compared to if they got referred to an orthopedic surgeon and faced surgery first. And a lot of times, he's seen it and I've seen it, that if it's diagnosed properly and it's not a definite surgical case, the athletes respond a lot better to natural treatment usually. So I worked with the athletes at Mizzou. He worked with the athletes at Mizzou. He didn't want to give up the hands-on side of things to become a medical doctor, and I kind of didn't either. I think we both are sports-focused enough that had we become surgeons, we would love that too. But we both wanted to work on it before surgery and after surgery and rehab correctly and sports-specific-wise. There are lots of different kinds of rehab that we want to focus on and we will in our clinic. And I think that we just have a lot of parallels, so I think that's neat listening to him tell his story. Talk to me a little bit more about what your focus is right now in our clinic. He's working every day in our clinic. He's been out talking to schools, but tell us a little bit about kind of training-wise, preseason, postseason tests. Kind of go through that stuff with me.
Yeah. So what we have seen a lot of when I was at BioFreeze and also here now with Dr. Lore at Lore Chiropractic is when we get together with high schools, and whether it be a high school or someone at the collegiate level, we work with their different athletic teams. So let's use football, for example. If we come in to assist the football team, we can do pre- and post-season fitness tests, physicals, where we will incorporate specific tests for whatever given sport. So for football, we'd do, you know, high jump, 40-yard dash, shuttle run. We would do concussion screenings. We could test for VO2 max, which is basically the ability to energy production with the amount of oxygen intake that they're having. Specific tests that allow us to see where the athlete is before season starts and then after the season ends, and where this benefits not only the athlete but the schools that are incorporating this. Is it allows them to have a documented trail of how the progress is coming with that athlete, as well as any injuries they may have had, anything like that. But further, it really improves college recruitment opportunities or professional recruitment opportunities because they have this documented trail, which allows the people who are recruiting or the recruitment officers to see what they've done, to see what they've accomplished, and to really watch them grow as an individual and as an athlete.
Great. So we're coming up on a break here. We will really get into that training, and we'll go through some proper equipment, shoes, supplements, lots of things in the next few minutes here. But we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back. So if you want to be my number one. Welcome back. This is Dr. Stephen Lohr and Dr. Corey Johnson filling in today for Dr. Poppy. Hopefully she's having a great time wherever she's at. I don't even really know where that's at, but hopefully she's vacationing and having fun with her family. So just wanted to thank her again for partnering with us. In a couple of weeks, I'll be back on the show again. On the 2nd of August, I'm going to bring on Dr. LaBrie. She's been on here a couple times before talking a little bit about pregnancy and chiropractic care. We're actually going to focus our next show on 8-2 about pediatrics. Her and I both specialize in pregnancy and pediatrics, but we've never really had a show that was featuring the pediatric side and why a kid might need an adjustment or what developmentally we can help them with. So we're going to try to focus on that August 2nd here on 104.1 KSGF. So back to Corey, Dr. Johnson. Again, if you're just tuning in, he is a sports specialist in chiropractic. He joined our practice this year and has been doing a great job. If you have questions specific to anything sports-wise or just want to ask a question or make a comment, our studio line is 417-447-4278. 5743, or you can get on our Facebook page at Lore Chiropractic and Acupuncture and ask questions anytime. We'll get back with you. So yesterday, speaking of his education in sports medicine, what he can do, he spent some time yesterday at the Big Cox Run, the
Women Just Want to Run.
Women Just Want to Run, that's what it's called. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about how that went and what you did there.
It was a great event, a great turnout. It was a beautiful day for it. We had people from all venues, really. We had beginners and we had very seasoned vets that had been running marathons and 10Ks their whole lives, really, it seems like. We set up a booth there. There were several booths there provided by a various collection of people for the runners. And we offered pre- and post-event stretching. We had kinesio taping if the athletes had any injuries or anything going on. We had ice water, obviously, available for them once they got done running. And it was a wonderful turnout. Everyone had a great time. There were no serious injuries, knock on wood. Also, one of the neatest things we saw there was we were one of the first to set up. We got up there about an hour early. We set up at 6, and the run began at 7. And when it was all said and done, we had probably seen close to 70 or 80 athletes. But Dr. Labrie was there with me, and once we got done working, we stood up and looked around, and we were actually the very last booth there. Not only were the last ones there, everyone had packed up all their stuff. The trash cans had been picked up, and we had patients waiting the whole time there to get stretched. And so very thankful, very blessed to have such a great event.
And we do that at a lot of runs. We also worked a bike ride. Dr. Baca and myself were at the same time doing a bike ride that was at Logan Rogersville High School yesterday, and that was to benefit Care to Learn. But we were doing the same thing there, just stretching the athletes and taping them if they needed some support during the ride or over at the run. And if you're interested in any of that or us helping with an event you're doing, feel free to contact us anytime. Brittany Zachary is our marketing director. Most questions will be directed towards her, and her number is 417-830-1306. But we'd be glad to help at any event that you're needing help or doctors, on the sidelines. Let's talk a little bit about sports physicals. We provide sports physicals, occupational physicals all the time in our office, but we're partnering with the high schools and trying to help them out. And this Friday, the 25th, we actually are partnered with Glendale High School, and all of the athletes for Glendale High School can come in for a $15 physical, and we are donating all of our time there and all of that, all the proceeds right back to the school to help with the sports programs. So if you're at a school and you're listening and you're interested in something like that too, we'd be glad to volunteer some time in and work something out on there. But just know that anytime Dr. Corey can do a sports physical in our clinic, just call and schedule one. Let's talk a little bit more about injury prevention, rehab. Let's go into specifically, Dr. Johnson is the best I've ever seen at gait training. His evaluation of running and gait is awesome to watch, and he really helps runners a lot. So I'd like for him to kind of explain what the gait is, and the different parts of the gait and how he can help with running, and then even talk about products and shoes and go into that. So
gait analysis or gait training is basically the style that you walk, how you walk. And one thing we always start out by asking people, so if you were going to let's say the Leaning Tower of Pisa, for example, if you were going to try and correct the Leaning Tower, where would you start? And people always kind of give me a very puzzled, alarmed look when I ask that. But the answer to that is you'd want to start with the foundation. You'd want to start with the bottom. And so we do that with gait training. If people are having low back, hip, knee issues, especially in athletes, but really in anyone, we always want to be sure that we look at the feet and look at how people are walking. So we have you take your shoes off and we take your socks off. We watch you walk back and forth barefoot and see the style of walk that you have and the type of foot that you have. A lot of times people don't even know that they have any issues going on from their feet when they're having low back or hip issues or something like that. But oftentimes with a few exercises or the correct pair of shoes, those issues can be corrected. In athletes, running athletes or jumping athletes, there are so many things to look at. One of the things that we often see is if you're a heel striker when you run and the first thing that hits the ground is your heel, that's an awful lot of force coming up through all of your joints, jarring through your knees, your hips, your low back. And what we try to do is, depending on what sport they play or what interests they have, we work on retraining their gait and retraining their running style so that they become more of a midfoot or a forefoot runner, where when they touch the ground when they're running, it becomes absorbed through their muscles rather than jarred and shocked through their joints. Also, one of the things we look at, 90% of the population are considered overpronators. What that means is people tend to roll inward on their feet. They either consider that they have flat feet. These people often have plantar fasciitis issues. They'll have Achilles tendonitis, bone spurs. These kinds of things can really be relieved extremely well with chiropractic care holistically without having to have surgery or injections or anything like that. Most people don't even realize that chiropractors offer anything treatment-wise for this other than, you know, low back or neck care. But a proper pair of shoes, specific for your feet, watching how you walk, and a few exercises to train the different arches in your foot can really go a long, long way in helping these pains and helping you get over the symptoms that you're having.
And things that we offer in our office, he talked a little bit about the exercises to retrain those muscles. Those are definitely sports-specific. There are different exercises for the different arches in your foot. Most people only think there's one arch in their foot, but there are many. And we also, I mean, if it's an immediate problem, we can use kinesio tape or a custom orthotic to really give the support that someone needs as they're rehabbing that and strengthening those muscles so that we can get them out of immediate pain faster. And those conditions he mentioned, plantar fasciitis, heel spurs, just flat feet, all that's caused by your gait usually. Some of it's genetic as far as the flat feet, but even a genetically flat foot, not fat foot, but flat foot can be corrected with the right orthotic or with the right training of those muscles. So that's a big thing we do. And, of course, the feet, just like his Leaning Tower Pisa, the feet affect every joint in the body. So when we're working with even low back pain or a disc injury somewhere, we're still looking at the feet. We have to look at that foundation so we can see the differences in pressures that are going up through the rest of the body. Sometimes low back pain can be corrected just by correcting the feet. So when you think of a chiropractor as a spine doctor, you don't necessarily think that maybe they're going to work with my feet when they come in, but you know, if that's the problem, that's where we start so that we can correct it from the bottom up. Let's talk a little bit about, your blog. You just did a blog. Actually, he mentioned the proper shoes. If you go to lorechiro.com, Dr. Johnson put a blog up there, and we update our blog once a week, but I think last week his blog post was specifically about shoes and the proper shoes to buy, whether you're a runner and how your feet are designed. So kind of give a little rundown of that blog you did.
Yeah, I had several patients contacting me and through the office or through our website asking what types of athletic shoes they wear, what they needed to be wearing. So with the blog, it's really useful in breaking down the three different types of foot, whether that be the overpronator where you roll in, the normal foot, which is unfortunately rare in these days. Only 1-2% of people have the proper arches and the proper support naturally in their feet that they're supposed to have. Or they have what's called the supinator gait, which is where they tend to walk on the outsides of their feet, which has a different collection of issues, you know, stress fractures and different things like that. But what the blog really breaks down is what they can do given their foot type to help correct that if they're not where they should be. It talks about specific types of shoes that they can get to help with that, to give them the most comfort, the most support, whatever they might need. It gives a few exercises. It gives also a really neat website I linked on there for people to go, and they can enter some information specific to what they have. If they're not sure, it'll allow them to get a sort of a general idea of what their foot is doing and it'll give them three or four examples of shoes that work really well with their foot that will allow them to do it, what it is they're going to do, trying to do.
And again, that blog is posted already on our website at lorecairo.com. We're going to take another break, but when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about supplements you can be using for your joints. We're going to do a little bit of training in anaerobic versus aerobic exercise and different kinds of exercises you can be doing for health. So stay tuned.
Back to the Healthy Happy Hour with Dr. Poppy, sponsored by Grove Pharmacy on 104.1 KSGF, Springfield's News Talk FM.
Hey, welcome back. This is Dr. Lore again with Dr. Corey Johnson. We are speaking about sports tonight and sports injuries. We've kind of mentioned as we've went here about different kinds of injuries that you could have, different problems depending on your gait. We mentioned Dr. Corey's blog last week about what shoes you really want to be wearing and why that matters. Also, we talked a little bit about our partnerships with the schools and physicals. Again, we'll be at Glendale High School this Friday, the 25th, from 6 to 9 p.m., and we will be donating all the proceeds from the physicals back to the Glendale Athletic Program. So just want to remind you guys of that. If you have kids in that system, make sure they're there that night, and it'll save you a lot of money, and the athletic program is going to benefit from it. So, all right, let's get back into sports-specific stuff. Let's talk about training. We're going to go a little into what anaerobic versus aerobic exercise is. And people hear this all the time. It's nothing new as far as training goes, but it does make a big difference in your training style and your benefits from training. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what aerobic means. Aerobic exercise is basically when your muscles have enough oxygen to produce all the energy they need. So you're breathing enough to get oxygen supplied to the muscles, and the muscles work, and then they break down that oxygen, they use it, and then everything's cleared out. The breakdowns are cleared through water and CO2, which is easy for our body to take care of. When you run into an area where you're not breathing enough, or your body has to kick into a higher gear, we refer to that as anaerobic exercise. And what that means is anaerobic means there's not enough respiration to keep up with the muscles. So you're not breathing enough to get enough oxygen to the muscles. So they start breaking down sugar. And when that happens, instead of producing CO2 and water, which is easy to get rid of, you start producing lactic acid. And everybody kind of knows, if it's worked out before, what that lactic acid feels like the next day or 2 days afterwards when you can't hardly move. That is the buildup of lactic acid in those muscles. And the more training we can do without that lactic acid, the better as far as total training, and especially running. Most people don't know where their threshold is when they're running to stay in the aerobic side instead of anaerobic. And we'll post something this week on our website about the differences there and your threshold, where you need to be in between, and kind of what your numbers look like and how you would figure that. So we'll get that posted to our website at lorecairo.com this week. Also, our blogs, we update those every week. So we have a different doctor or a different professional that will be posting something about health on our blog every week. So last week was How to Choose Shoes by Dr. Corey. The week before was Meet the Internal Side of Chiropractic. Dr. Stephen Baca is in our clinic, and he does internal disorder work through chiropractic and supplements and blood work, blood testing. So he kind of explains a little bit about what he does, and if you have questions there, he's going to be updating his blog and is okay with any kind of disorder, kind of addressing that and how it might be treated naturally. We also have Brittany Zachary, she's our marketing director. She's got a blog on there about her son who has Asperger's and how adjustments have helped with that, how a healthy lifestyle and allergy testing has made a difference in her kid's life. Most people kind of wonder if they're, what treatments are out there for autistic children, and you know, just reading her blog about that was pretty cool to see, and the results he's having already with care. Then Dr. LaBrie's on here. She talks about laughter and why you need a whoopee cushion, really about the benefits of laughter and how to stay healthy. And it really hits on the points of you know, how your thoughts control so much of your health. And you can get on there and look at that. Also, we'll be posting recipes and healthy recipes. Most of everything that we do is gluten-free, dairy-free, that we're going to have on our website. And if you're ever looking for a healthy thing to make, or a healthy treat, actually, there's one on here that's a breakfast ice cream that's made out of bananas. You know, even treats-wise, we're going to have something there that is good for you to just get on our website real quick and whip something up. So make sure you're updating yourself and watching for our blogs. Back to sports and different kinds of exercise. I get a lot of questions about, you know, when I'm rehabbing a patient, and we take them through pain relief care, and that's what we do as chiropractors in our clinic. We try to relieve pain, support you with supplements if they're needed, nutritionally, kind of teach you what healthy is, what healthy is not. And then we start doing some physical rehab, and in that physical rehab, I always get the question of, hey, what do I do outside of here? Is it okay for me to walk, run, lift? Should I be doing yoga, Pilates? What should I be doing there? And it all depends on the patient. So basically, we'll kind of hit some highlights here about differences in training, but you want to be looking generally, when you're doing rehab, into a full body workout, and one that's working on smaller muscles of the spine, core, back, and then everything else kind of comes from there. And once that's stabilized, then you can go into heavy lifting and, you know, maybe even be the strong man. Speaking of Dr. Johnson, we're partnering with Strong Gym. Peyton Stringer has been a great supporter for our clinic, and he is owner at Strong Gym, and it looks like Dr. Johnson and Peyton are going to partner in an event coming up. Can you tell a little bit about that event?
Yeah, it's going to be a great event down at Strong Gym, downtown Springfield. Peyton has been nice enough to open up his venue to anyone in Springfield who's looking for, it's a free day, it's an open gym, so you're welcome to come out, check out his facility. Utilize the gym in any workout fashion that you might like. There's going to be barbecue available. It should be a really good time. They're going to do some demonstrations of the four big lifts, squat, deadlift, overhead, bench press. And then I'm going to be speaking on behalf of sports injury, a little bit different than what we're talking about today, go into a little bit more specific stuff, sports injury, what you can do with minor aches and pains that you might have as an athlete or as someone just either just getting into the exercise side of things or someone who's a seasoned vet and looking to tweak their performance and take it to the next level. We will be offering some t-shirts at the event, and it's a great time. You should check out the website, our website, or Strong Gym's website, and we're going to have some stuff posted at local gyms around the area. So be sure you keep yourself updated and come out and check it out. It'll be a good time.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about supplementation. People always ask, the next question they ask, what can I do outside of here to help myself, is always, what am I limited to? What can I not do activity-wise? But they also want to know, hey, what can I be doing on my own to help this heal? And one of the biggest things is usually, you know, icing, keeping inflammation down after an acute injury. You know, if it's a muscle injury after that, we talk to them. It's all specific about whether we're wanting to use some ice or heat. How much we want them to stretch is kind of dependent. But there are some things supplementally, as far as supplementation and vitamins, that seem to always help. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Let's first start with a joint complex. Why would we want to be on a joint complex complex such as glucosamine or chondroitin, MSM? How does that complex help us, and what's it do for the joint?
Well, it depends on what stage you are in life, really. If you're a young athlete, it's great to be on it from the very beginning. I always suggest that everyone get on the supplementation, a quality supplement, from the beginning, because it helps prevent the breakdown of cartilage of tissues, as well as repair tissues that might have been damaged during a weekend warrior event or, you know, something like that. Glucosamine sulfate specifically, you always want to get the sulfate version. There's many different types, but the sulfate's the best. Glucosamine is known to help with cartilage formation and repair. It limits the breakdown, helps to build up the level of cartilages. The chondroitin is a protein molecule that helps give cartilage its elastic properties, and it's also thought to have an anti-inflammatory effect. So anytime you have any sort of really strenuous activity that you do, whether that be working in the garden or doing something at the gym, it's a really good idea to have these supplements, because most people don't get them from their diet anymore. They cut out the parts of the diet that would include these things, or they just don't have a balanced enough diet to get the quantity that they need. These supplements can really help prevent early osteoarthritis, to keep the joints lubricated and keep people moving for a long and healthy life.
So you talked a little bit about that helping with the cartilage in the joints. Speak specifically a little bit about intaking chicken cartilage or collagen, and tell us a little bit about what that is and how you get that in your diet and why that might help.
Chicken collagen, there's a lot of research on it. It also contains the glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate that we talked about, but it not only attributes to joints, it attributes to skin, it attributes to the aging process. It is a really great supplement that the cutting edge research is really showing. It helps prevent the breakdown of tissue. It helps prevent the breakdown of the meniscus and the labrums and the different cartilages in your body for the joints that you use the most. Even a little bit more so than the chondroitin and the glucosamine does alone. So much so, Harvard did a study recently talking about how good the chicken collagen was, and it has, since that study has been performed, pharmaceutical companies have actually purchased the patent and began selling that as their own supplement, and not so much over the counter, but as a prescription supplement, because it's showing such great results.
Very good. Well, we're coming up on another break here. We'll get back to a little bit more about supplementation and sports-specific training when we come back. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back. This is Dr. Stephen Lohr from Lohr Chiropractic and Acupuncture. I'm sitting in for Dr. Poppy again. Here again with us today is Dr. Corey Johnson. He's a chiropractor specialized in sports medicine, sports injuries in our clinic. Tell you a little bit more about Dr. Corey. He was a massage therapist, was a very effective massage therapist. I actually, before he ever went to school, I referred all my patients over to see him. It was very good. And he decided to further his education and go to school, and is a great doctor now. So when we went to break, we were talking about supplements and joint complexes. Let's add a couple more things into that we recommend people should be taking if they're having injuries, or even in general for achy pain, muscles, inflammation. And one of those is magnesium. Magnesium's a great supplement. Can you talk a little bit about magnesium over there, Dr. Corey?
Yeah, I'd love to. Magnesium is an essential supplement that I think almost anybody should be on. 80% of Americans are actually deficient in it. It's a great muscle relaxer in the sense that it calms the muscles. If you're having some spastic muscles or you're having some muscle pains, it's great for that. It can be used for laxatives, as a natural laxative. It really depends on what most people don't know is there are different types of magnesium. There's magnesium citrate, hydroxylate, sulfate, and where a chiropractor could really come in and help with that is rather than taking Tums for antacid, you know, as an antacid for heartburn, a specific type of magnesium can actually help with that. And there's magnesium types for migraines, heartburn, constipation. And the right dosages along with the right types of magnesium can really do a lot for that. The reason most people don't have enough magnesium in their life is because their diet's sources of magnesium aren't comprehensive enough to get them and what they need. Legumes are a great source. Broccoli, squash, green leafy vegetables, seeds, nuts, especially almonds, are really good in it. Chocolate and coffee are also good in it. I'm hesitant to say those two because most people say, oh, I have tons of chocolate and coffee. So they're not quite enough to get what they need.
Yeah. Another thing we really like our patients to be on to help with inflammation is omega-3s. And that can be krill oil, fish oil, flax oil is another one. We won't get into that a whole lot. It's not strictly an O3. But talk a little bit about krill oil. It seems to be a popular fad right now as far as everybody's hearing about krill oil. Can you give us some stats and really identify what krill oil is?
Yeah, I'll start off with talking just a little bit about omega-3s. The fish oils that have been popular for so long, the reason they're becoming an issue and the reason krill oil sort of developed as a popular supplement recently is because the higher up the food chain you go when you get your sources of omega-3s, the higher up the food chain you go with fish, the more likelihood there's going to be that you're going to get mercury poisoning or have a higher concentration of heavy metals in the fish or in the supplement. So that is when the search began for a better source for humans. As far as flaxseed goes, it's not quite the same quality of omega-3 as you would be if you were to get it from fish oil or from krill oil, just because it's harder for the body to break down as a plant source versus as an animal source of omegas. The krill is a tiny crustacean, actually, that is usually pulled from Antarctica, the deep waters in Antarctica. It has a much, much higher percentage of antioxidants than fish oil from omega-3 does. It's actually better for the environment because either whether it be come from farmed fish or wild fish, it's the sources for that fish oil are running out because of all the industrial farming they're doing for fish and catching for fish, whether it be for fish oil or for, you know, just our food source. Krill is very sustainable. There's more than enough to go around at the moment, and it's just a better quality omega-3 for people to take.
Great. So we've talked a little bit about supplementation. We talked about some specifics about gait training and running and our view as far as our approach chiropractically and why we look at feet and gait and how that can affect even your headache or low back pain or disc injuries. I want to just mention before we get out of here about our office in general. Lower Chiropractic and Acupuncture is located at 3021 East Sunshine, Springfield. Our website is lowerchiro.com. Our services offered are very wide-ranged. We have four doctors in the clinic, myself, Dr. Stephen Lohr. Dr. Baca is Dr. Stephen Baca, our internist doctor. Dr. Amy LaBrie, who specializes in pregnancy and pediatrics, and then again, our guest today, Dr. Corey Johnson, and his specialty is the sports arena. In our office, we, just like we have today, we do a lot of nutritional education. We do a lot of specific injury rehab. We do adjustments. We have decompression, spinal decompression for disc injuries. We do acupuncture. Myself and Dr. Baca are both licensed in acupuncture, and what we treat with that ranges everywhere from organic problems that we can help with, fertility issues. I've been on here with Dr. Poppy before speaking specifically for a whole hour about what we do fertility-wise. And you can look those up on previous podcasts from the show. Dr. LaBrie, we mentioned a little bit earlier about autistic children and developmental disorders, and she works a lot with that stuff. So we offer a lot at the clinic that's varied, that you wouldn't think of a chiropractor and think of them to take care of that problem, but we're always up for questioning and anything you want that you feel you want to take a natural approach to healthcare or an issue you have that you're really kind of getting frustrated with the medical scene with, we'd be glad to talk to you and let you know if there's a possibility if we could help or not. Let's go one more time, Dr. Johnson, before we close, kind of tell people again what you do and who you are, where you came from, and let them know once more.
Yeah. As we said at the beginning of the show, I am a native from Rogersville, Missouri. Went to high school out there. Great school. Went to massage therapy school straight out of high school. I was anxious to get started and wanted to jump right into things. So I did that, and I have furthered my education through massage for 6 years prior to becoming a doctor of chiropractic, working with athletes, athletes of all walks of life here in Springfield. Then I went and got my chiropractic education in St. Louis at Logan College of Chiropractic. My inspiration to do that was through the personal injuries that I had growing up as a young athlete and just the wonderful effects that I saw chiropractic was able to have on my body and how clearly it really painted the picture of what was going on, what they could do, what I needed to do. It just was really a very clear path paved for me that's what I was supposed to be doing and that's how I was supposed to continue helping the people that I was working with, the patients in my life. And now that I'm back in Springfield, Missouri, I joined the team at Lohr Chiropractic and Acupuncture. It's, as anyone knows who's familiar with us at all, it's a very highly energetic group, and it's been a lot of fun. I've learned a lot and continue to learn a lot every day I'm there. And just I'm really thankful to have the opportunity to be out here on the show with you today.
Awesome. So upcoming events to look out for, Dr. Johnson, again, he mentioned our partnership with Strong Gym that's coming up here in August. That'll be posted to our website this week. We'll have a date set on that, and you can jump on there. Also, if you go to lorechiro.com/events, it gives our specific calendar of all the events that we're doing. And, you know, that goes from support groups such as Springfield Baby Wearers to La Leche League to events like this Glendale Physical Night we're doing for sports physicals. And then every run or ride that we're a part of is all listed there. So anytime you're looking for an upcoming event, you're welcome to jump on our website and look for those. And follow our blog. I will be posting a blog tomorrow. It will be the first blog I've done on our website. And honestly, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about yet, but that'll get written tonight. So look for that tomorrow, update to our blog. We want to thank Dr. Poppy one more time for our partnership. We'll be back again on August 2nd. That will be myself and Dr. LaBrie speaking about pediatric care. And then on August 9th, I will be there. And I'm going to be speaking about chiropractic and neurology, how chiropractic really works, how it affects your nervous system, and just chiropractic in general. So please call in, ask questions. Hope you guys have a great night. And thanks again, Dr. Johnson.
No problem. See you guys.